are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Welcome to the chain.
We're your hosts. This is the BCC Club. I'm Kendall Landreth.
And I'm Sarah Schauer. And each week we go down an internet rabbit hole.
This week we're talking about celebrity conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm. We are trying to keep it lighthearted this week. There are, because as you all know, conspiracy theories can get very dark. And
oh, sure. These are fun. These are a hoot. They're simple. They're light. Yeah, they're light. Before we get into it, how was your week?
It was good. I've been reading books. I've been reading a lot of books. My one that I'm doing on, like reading right now, is Cultish, which everyone kept DMing me that it's related to another podcast that I should reach out to. And I feel like that would be a fun topic to talk about. So I finish the book and find out the author.
I should finish. Yeah, it's going to take a while to find out the author.
Yeah.
I should read it too.
Yeah, you should. I can lend you my book. Okay. However, I've highlight the crap out of everything.
Fun, there's that's very intimate, a real look into your brain.
Oh yeah, but some of them are like I literally write like a star and I'm like, interesting. Like nothing else. I'm just like, I'll go back and be like, okay, yeah. But sometimes I have a highlighter specifically for words I don't know.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Know, I wanna buy one of those bookmarks that's also a dictionary.
Oh yeah. I've never seen those.
They're like, it's like a tiny dictionary. Because sometimes I read medical journals and I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Why do you read medical journals?
Because I love psychology stuff.
Oh, like a psychology. Yeah. Okay, I see.
I don't like learning about the human body. That's enough, you know.
Yeah.
But the brain and like how people think, because I've always like, I don't know, just having like ADHD and like autism, I feel like on the outside of a lot of things. And so there's a lot of things I haven't understood. And I mean, like, I understand like laws of the world.
Yeah.
But sometimes when people tell me something, I genuinely can't understand where they're coming from.
Oh, okay.
Like people were talking about Renee Rapp, and this one, I love Renee Rapp, but this one girl was like, I love Renee Rapp because she's not afraid to be unlikable. And the video had like 60,000 likes, and I was like, pause. Is she unlikable to some people? Like, is there something about her that's like being unlikable?
I don't know if I would. No, I don't think so. I feel like she seems like she is trying, like doesn't care if she seems unlikable.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah. So I think maybe the fact that she tells it like it is.
Yeah, like, but it feels kind of like how sometimes people, and I like Renee Rapp too, so this is not a dig at Renee Rapp, but it's like some people will be like, I'm an open book. Like, I feel like I can be this way. Well, I'm an open book, but it's like, I'm an open book with things that are very, I've specifically chosen to be an open book about. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, well, I'm comfortable with, like, I feel like stand-up comedians are like this a lot, where it's like, oh, they talk about their personal life, but it's like, well, no, they talk about these like 8 things that they're comfortable talking about that feel personal to you, but the things that are really, really personal to them, they're probably not talking about. I think sometimes maybe with Renee Rapp, I can feel like she tells it like it is about things that she knows gonna be fine to say, like that people will be like, yes girl, pop off, which like is normal. Like I also do that. It's not like I think she should be saying more cancelable things, but I'm like, I'm sure she's not telling it like it is.
Oh yeah,
in a way that's not controlled. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, that's interesting.
100%. So we're talking about,
was your week?
I'm sorry,
because there's something that you didn't say last episode.
Oh Sarah, well okay, I got engaged. Here's my ring.
Oh my god, wait. That is so, I love that.
Thank you.
And you chose that?
I did. Picked it out. We went to like a ring place a couple times and tried stuff on, and I picked this one. But I did not expect to get engaged this year. I did not. Like we went and picked it out and I was kind of like, oh great, now like sometime in the next 5 years, maybe we'll get engaged. Yeah. I just thought that, because we'd just been like, we need to pick it out so that I, you know what I want, and then, you know, propose whenever. But we also were going to go to Germany this year and then ended up not because my partner had to get foot surgery. Mm-hmm. So when we were going to go to Europe, I was like, I bet they're going to propose to me in Europe. But then when we canceled that trip, I was like, oh, probably just we won't get engaged for a while now.
Yeah.
But it was Christmas morning and it was mm-hmm. in my stocking.
Oh, my God.
And it was so great. And then and then underneath it was a thing that was like, let's go to Palm Springs. And then we went to Palm Springs and I didn't know we were going to go to Palm Springs. It was very fun.
That is so sweet.
And now we're engaged, so I'm very excited.
Also, I asked if you chose it, because, like, I know that we were talking about, we had a photo shoot the other day. Like, you know,
oh, yeah.
You want to choose, like, because it's something you're going to wear for a while. Yes.
Yeah, and it's, like, I would never, it's so hard to pick. I mean, even, like, I had a whole Pinterest board of, like, engagement rings I liked.
Yeah.
But then when I went and tried them on, not those specific rings, but, like, those style of rings, I, like, didn't like it on my hand.
Yeah.
And I would have never thought I would like this. Like, with just looking at it online. But yeah. I do in person. So I feel like it's just so personal. And it's like, yeah, you're going to be wearing it forever. It's like, why does the other person need to pick it?
Yeah.
That feels so stressful. I would not want to do that. Like, I would not want to pick someone else's ring that they're going to be wearing forever.
Oh, no. I've tried to buy Naomi clothes. But, I mean, Naomi's also incredibly non-binary.
Yeah.
Like, so they just return everything I buy. So I'm like, if I had the idea of, like, buying them a ring, I'm like, I'm going to die, you
no,
know?
No, yeah. So, I mean, I've always thought about that if I, like, ever had a kid. Like, the thought of, like, buying my teen. Like, my mom used to, like, buy me clothes for Christmas.
Yeah.
And she would always do a great job. And I would, like the clothes and think they were so cute. I'm like, I would not be able to do that. I would be so anxious. I mean, yeah. I even get that, like, with my girlfriend's always surprising me with stuff, which I think is so sweet. But I never surprise them with anything because I'm so nervous to do. Even if I'm like, oh, I think they would like this thing, but it has four options of colors.
Yeah.
I, like, cannot just pick one. I feel like I'm like, well, but what if they would pick a different color and then they wanted that color instead and they would like it better if they had that color? I think yeah. it's so hard. So, yeah, picking out a ring is not not it. It's so expensive, too.
Yeah.
You're, like, buying the most expensive piece of jewelry you have and you have no choice in it. So early on, because I don't, we're probably not going to have, like, a wedding. We'll probably just get married at, like, a courthouse.
Can I come? Know.
To the court, yeah. Just
I'll be the witness.
It's great. Yeah. It's, like, going to be very small, probably. I don't know. We can't decide. But anyways, yeah. I'm not into, like, I'm not so serious about wedding stuff. But really early on, I was like, just so you know, like, if you ever yeah. propose to me, don't just pick out a ring. Please yeah. let me pick it.
I mean, I really want to go because I think my sister got married. I'm not sure. She hasn't texted me back. But she, like, keeps referring to her girlfriend, fiance as wife.
People do that. Side. I mean,
but she's gay, so she says wifey all the time. So I would love to go to a gay wedding
right.
and be witness to it.
I can't decide.
Well, I mean, if you need someone just there to be like, I
no,
see.
No, I can decide. You can come, but yeah. I can't decide if I want to have, like, a big wedding or not.
If you don't even want me to dress up, like, because that's too much pressure, I can also come and
yeah,
sweat.
Yeah, like a stranger. I think we don't know you, and you're just, like, kind of in the courthouse area for a trial or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's hard because we can't really have, this sounds so bitchy, but we can't really have a small wedding. Like, yeah. there's only no wedding or a huge wedding. And I'm like, that sounds, I don't know. We've always been, like, no wedding, but now people are like, oh, you're going to have a wedding, and then I'm like, maybe I didn't decide, but yeah. I just think I don't want one. But then yeah. we've always said we were just going to go on, like, a month long trip or something and, like, yeah. spend all the money we would on a wedding. And then maybe, like, a year later have a party or something. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I do want a fancy dress, though.
Yeah. That would be so cute. I was going to say cool, cute. Yeah.
Cute.
Well, I mean, if you want someone, if you want someone there to not take it so seriously, I could just look like a slob. Have a newspaper for some weird reason, be like, didn't get selected for jury, you know, got away from my ride. And, like, it could be deeply
yeah,
impersonal.
Perfect.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it could be. I would like, no, of course. But even we're like, oh, we'll get married at a courthouse. And I feel like there's, like, 40 people that are like, well, we will be there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, then we should just have a wedding. Anyways, I can't decide. And I love cake.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a big fancy cake.
Well, you should do this system of just when you were getting married, shoot everyone you love a text message. If they can't show up, they can't, you know?
But then it's going to be the most random. It's going to be like, my mom can't make it, but, like, this woman I met briefly who's, like, my dentist assistant is going to be like,
I have a dentist bib. Yeah. Like, what's happening here? I was going to say,
so I'm excited.
If I got married, Naomi, please don't propose in the next 10 years, 5 years. Okay. I would want the most gaudy ring you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It has to be like, is yeah. that costume jewelry?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just love, like, looking a little bit trashy.
Yeah. Well, okay. I feel like such a nerd quoting The Office. It's like not anytime you try to quote a TV show and like explain a scene, it's like never funny. It always is just people are like, okay. But there is a line in The Office that I've always think is so funny where he gets Michael Scott like gets his fiance a huge ring and everyone's like, that looks so expensive. And he's like, yeah, 3 year salary. Cause you know, it's supposed to be like 3 months salary.
Oh, yeah.
Just the thought that he spent like $300,000 on a ring is so funny.
Oh, yeah. But that's like my dream scenario.
A $300,000 ring?
Yeah. But you know who else could afford a $300,000 ring?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Who people think might be bald. That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. So we're going to go into them. The first one is Harry Styles is actually bald.
I believe it.
I mean, they believe that he's strutting the stage in a wig. It started on Dumois as a post in 2022. It says, hidden Hollywood hairline, the message, this A-list musician, occasional actor, has a little dirty little secret he hasn't shared with fans, literally. He has gone almost completely bald. His hairpiece is so lifelike that only a good eye could pick it out, and that's on a bad day. However, he doesn't take it off and clean it enough. Ew. But here's that thing of what you were talking about this once. If you're a celebrity, you're getting hair and makeup done to you.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you're taking a shower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think it sometimes can get probably, I mean, I don't know, but I feel like it could, because you feel like you look fine every day.
Yeah.
So you just keep not showering. Because you feel like you look good.
I know.
No one's going to tell you smell bad.
Yeah, no
one's
going to
Like, nobody's going to tell Harry Styles if he smells bad.
Seriously. But I would, I don't know. I would want to have some brutally honest people in my circle.
Yeah.
You know, tell me if I smell like crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I think it's really, honestly, I feel like if you're a big celebrity, having, like, a partner is, like, when people are, like, single and really famous, I'm always like, that must be really lonely.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like having to have a partner that you met almost previous to being a celebrity is so important, to have just one person always there being like, no, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I've heard Harry Styles might smell bad. I've heard that rumor. And they said there's some proof that you can see Harry's hairline that has been slowly receding the past several years. We need to embrace the baldness, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like balding people, it's like, that is fine. And it looks great. And you're awesome. I just feel like there's so much hate around being bald. Unless you don't like being bald for your own thing. But I think you like want hair. Because I know you love those videos of people growing. Didn't you say you were like crying at TikToks of people growing hair?
I do
hair?
Feel like for the people who get like hair plugs, because I've never seen men like, it just feels nice to watch men invest a weird amount of money into their like
looks.
Aesthetic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you get it now.
Yes. And I totally agree. But I think that there are some people, like if you want to do whatever to yourself, that's great. But I think some people like, yeah, there's this weird stigma around balding, and I think it's rude.
I don't know. I think sometimes it's okay to make fun of bald men. Because the thing is they have literally made fun of everything about women.
Totally, but I guess I'm like, if you, I don't know. I guess I'm always just like coming for people's looks is so tough, because I'm like, there's so many things that men do that is so easy to come for that they can control and are choosing not to.
Yeah.
That I think it makes me, it's kind of like when people like come for Donald Trump about his weight. And I'm like, it's like fat phobic.
Uh-huh.
And he has so many things you could say are wrong with him. And the fact that like over all of those things you're talking about his weight feels like, mean is the wrong word because I don't care if you're mean to Donald Trump, but it feels mean to other people. Do you know what I mean?
I think.
Because then what if someone hears a, you know, you're talking about a man who's bald.
Yes.
And then a woman is bald.
Yes.
And then now what do we?
Hello, everyone. It's Kendall. And I'm so excited today to share with you that today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I love ZocDoc. We know it to be true. There are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. No matter your budget, you should always be getting good care when it comes to your health. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues, and it is so nice when a new one arises. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. I don't know an orthopedic doctor, so it's great to go on ZocDoc and make sure that I'm finding one that has a bunch of really good reviews from people who have used them before. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC. Hi.
Hello.
We're Katie Kershaw,
Tian Tran,
and DR Fightmaster.
And we're thrilled to bring you Jocular, a podcast that explores all things queer, trans, and women forward in the world of sports.
Don't care about sports? That's okay. We got plenty of gossip and stories that everyone can enjoy.
We're going to tell you who is who on the field and who is just a fucking smoke show.
Check out Jocular, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
J-O-C-K-U-L-A-R. Jocular.
People said that they don't like the musical version. It's because they were too afraid to market Mean Girls as a musical.
Yes. This is my partner and I were talking about this the other day. It's like, because I know that they were like, we didn't make it. Mm-hmm. What are you laughing at over there?
No, keep going.
They marketed it as not a musical. And then I think someone said that they were like, oh, we did that on purpose because nobody wants to see musicals in theater, and also, which I'm like, okay, then don't make it. But also, no one wants to see musicals in theater. And then also, it would get people talking about it. They'd be like, why is there no music in the trailer? But I'm like, just because you get people talking about it, I think where movies do well, once again, this coming from zero education on this, but where movies do well is when people talk about it after. If it like gets a big buzz, and then people are like, go see that movie, it's so good. Like, go see that movie, it's so good. But if everyone goes and see this movie and doesn't like it, nobody is going to go see it. Like, I feel like there's so many movies I have on my calendar to see, and then someone's like, don't go see it. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go see it.
Yeah.
So I'm like getting people to talk about Mean Girls. Like, people were going to talk about Mean Girls no matter what the trailer was.
Yeah.
But it stopped a lot of people, even if it got a couple people to go see it because they for some reason didn't think it was going to be a musical.
Yeah.
They're going to tell people after, like, it's a musical, don't go see it.
Yeah. No, they pulled a Jennifer's Body, right? Because Jennifer's Body was marketed as like some like smutty like lesbian girl on girl shit.
Yeah.
And then when people showed up, they're like, it's scary. And they make out like twice, you know?
We're like Parasite too. And I Parasite did well for itself. So I don't think it was a problem. But
they
marketed it really as like a horror film.
Yeah.
And it's not really horror. It's kind of like a thriller, I would say. It's not really. But they marketed it as like a really scary horror film.
Yeah.
So I think when some people went and saw it, they were like, yeah, it's great. It's not a horror movie.
Yeah.
Still did great.
No, yeah, that's the thing with like Jennifer's Body. They're like, we came for the lesbian makeout. We left feeling they had to challenge thoughts in their brain.
Yeah.
Like that's why, and so like that didn't work for like Jennifer's Body. Like it's great. Like everyone now is realizing like, oh, it's a great horror movie.
Yeah.
But like at the time people hated it, and they're gonna do that same thing to Mean Girls the musical.
Mm-hmm. There's so many movies like that are all of a sudden cult classics.
Yeah.
But at the time when they came out, like, no one cared about it. It always makes me think, like, what's going to be a cult classic in, like, 30 years where it's going to be like, oh, you know, the SpongeBob movie with David Hasselhoff is a cult classic. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. But, back to Harry Styles. They have some photo proof of his hairline receding. He has talked about how he doesn't want to be spotted in public, so being bald would make him stand out more. In Dunkirk, when he cut his hair, his fans went insane because they missed his fuller hair look. And I think I'm looking at the photo now. I think he has that balding pattern where it goes from, like, this part of the head, like, the right above the temples, not, like, so much, like, center. Like, you know, that balding through the center out.
Yeah.
I wonder if that, what's the reason for that? Like, balding, like,
I don't know what the reason for any of
hairline receding versus like actually balding on top.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's like a lot of
maybe
testosterone.
Where the sun hits?
I don't know. My dad has a full head of hair and he's like 50 something.
Yeah.
So, and my mom's pretty thick, both body and hair.
Yeah, away. Wow.
So if I have any sons, I don't think that they would have to worry about balding.
Oh yeah. I probably would. My dad balded, but it was never like full balding. He still had a little bit of hair going on.
Where?
Like on the top. It was like he balded on the top where you could like see his head, but it's still, you know,
was
there was still some hair.
Or,
it was very, but it was like so thin to the point where I would be like, yeah, he's bald.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like one, it was like alfalfa, one little hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Also, people think that Lea Michele can't read.
This is so popular. Lea Michele from Glee. So the origin of this is the rumor started in 2017 when Jay Hunt and Robert Ackerman of the pop culture podcast One More Thing dove into the memoir of Lea's Glee co-star Sorry Not Sorry by the late Naya Rivera. The pair fixated on a section of the book in which Naya reveals that during the filming of Glee, Lea had refused to improvise with guest star Tim Conway and made his granddaughter, who was visiting the set for the shoot, cry. Jay and Robert looked for a response to the claims from Lea online and couldn't find anything. That, in turn, made them question whether she'd engage with Naya's memoir at all. And then Robert said, maybe she can't read, so she can't read the book. And then this inspired a 40-minute-long TED Talk-style video on Facebook titled, Lea Michele is Illiterate. The video has since been taken down, and the podcasters don't claim that Lea has a learning disorder, but rather that she was a child star, so she simply never found time to learn how to read or write. Now they claim she just pays people to do it for her. Yeah, I think...
That's going to be me.
What?
That's going to be me, honestly.
Not knowing how to... You unlearn
having
reading?
People... I mean, can hardly read now.
Putting your New Year's resolutions, just forget it all.
I would believe this, though, because I have seen, I mean, you see people like, okay, like JoJo Siwa, for example.
Yeah.
I am like, she, and I would ask her, because I'm sure maybe she has a different answer to this, but I'm like, when did you go to school? There's absolutely no way you went to school. And even if you were meeting the requirements, parents could lie about that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
JoJo Siwa, I've been watching my own eyes, her not go to school for 10 years. She's been on every reality show that involves dance you can think of. There's no time in there that she went to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, when would you... Reading is hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. It's really hard.
No, it is.
So when did you learn to do that? I just wouldn't... And I'm like, sure, JoJo Siwa knows how to read. But how well? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but then I went to school and I can't read very well. So maybe it doesn't matter. But I am just like some people... When did you learn to do this?
Yes. I think that's for a lot of people, that's for learning disability reasons. If anything, they should be potentially defending, because it sounds like if Lea Michele probably dealt with some neglect growing up, like her mom didn't take her to school or something, and JoJo Siwa, I mean, I don't think her mom has any honest intentions. You don't sign your kid up for like every reality dancing TV show because you care. You know?
Yeah.
But
it's so insane. Yeah, I'm just like, when did she... I'm like, I want to ask, like, if she's done, like...
It's probably some, like, two-hour-a-day sort of, like, math, science, literature course. Anyone who's been homeschooled, sound off in the comments if you can. No, I'm totally kidding. I know that you guys are probably, like, a lot smarter than us.
Yeah, I'm always like, people who are homeschooled are way smarter than people who aren't homeschooled. I'm like, a very specific group where, like, you know, they're homeschooled, they live like in nature.
Yeah.
They're usually like already geniuses. They spend all of their time, their family usually has money.
Yeah.
I don't know, all these things add up to, you can spend a lot of time because you can like learn about things you're interested in, learn about specific whatever. But I am like, most people who are getting homeschooled, it is not that situation.
Yeah.
I would say.
Most parents are not qualified to teach. Like, I mean, if you think about if you've ever asked your dad for help on math homework, do you want that man teaching math?
No. Tears.
Literally, he's like screaming about like fractions.
And homeschooling is not homeschooling, is not homeschooling. I mean, if you're getting homeschooled because your parents are like, I want to teach you and take you to all these cool places and learn about all this stuff, is different from a girl who's like, I have 12 auditions a day. I'm 7 years old. Yeah. And for an hour a day, I go on this website and I pretend to do schoolwork.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing.
You know, the video tracks Lea's career from the early moments all the way through her longstanding working relationship with Ryan Murphy. You know, there's this tweet that says Lea Michele made a deal with the devil so she could be in Funny Girl on Broadway. She's like Ariel, but instead of trading her voice, she had traded the ability to read. Literacy is a prison, much like Finn's.
Yeah.
He wrote the actual hypothesis. The host claims that during her time on Glee, Lea memorized the lines to her songs by listening to the recorded versions, which leads to the next big claim that Glee creator Ryan Murphy was in on the secret. You know, after Glee, it was Ryan Murphy's Scream Queens where Lea was. And, you know, I mean, that's an easy way to keep up a a lie.
I mean, I don't know what's going on with Ryan Murphy, but something's going on with Ryan Murphy.
That's
what I'll tell you.
I love American Horror Story. My main input on American Horror Story, get to the point. Wrap that shit up. It goes on forever. Mm-hmm. Like, God, he's not brief, right? Mm-hmm. But also, he casts the same people over and over, which I do like. You know, you keep casting your friends. But sometimes...
But who they are is always a little bit of a red flag, it feels like, sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Emma Roberts.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
He's also, like, he casts a lot of Nepo babies, mm-hmm. which I don't mind, but...
I do.
Yeah.
I find it irritating.
Yeah.
Good. If you're good at anything, all is forgiven. Like, even if you're like, I'm an asshole and I'm so mean, but I'm so good at science and that's what I do for a living, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But there are some people, it's just irredeemable. So I feel like nepotism babies that also aren't talented, I'm like, actually?
Yeah.
I hate you.
Literally.
And you should not get to do this.
Yeah, okay, so there's different degrees in my mind of how much I don't like nepotism babies. A nepotism baby who cross industries, absolutely hate. Like, if your parents are athletes and you're an actress, I'm sorry, there's almost, like, no way for me to come to like you. A type of nepotism baby I'm like, I'll get into it, is if you're, I don't feel fair that you have, like, a leg up in the industry, but if your parents are actors and you're an actor and your parents are good actors, then I'm like, okay, I can believe that you're a good actor.
But what if the parents are a good actor and then they're a bad actor?
Then that's
no training.
That's a Chet Hanks situation where you're like, what the fuck went wrong? You know what I mean?
Because that is really embarrassing. And I'm like, I thank God every day, honestly, that I'm not a nepotism baby because I do think it would be impossible to gain confidence. Because if you are a nepotism baby, you're like, well, I should, if you get so successful, if like you're Meryl Streep's kid and you're like, oh, I'm in all these movies, I'm doing amazing, I would be like, duh, of course I'm a successful actor. I should be a successful actor. Whereas if like I booked a Taco Bell commercial, I'd be the talk of my hometown. Like it would be like such a big deal for me and I would be like, well, I actually made it. Like I fucking did this shit. But if you don't become the most successful person ever and you're that much of a nepotism baby, it's so embarrassing. Like something that's normal for everyone else, it's like, of course you're not going to make it in this industry. It's so hard. If you're a nepotism baby, it's like you are the least talented piece of shit.
Yeah. I would say my favorite type of nepotism baby, like to your point, is the nepotism baby is on par or above their parents. And so I'm going to say that this nepotism baby is on par with their parents, Zoe Kravitz.
Mm.
Like Lenny Kravitz's daughter. I'm like, you guys are...
Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus has surpassed. Okay, so that's what I mean. The nepotism baby, when you are on par or you've surpassed, Miley Cyrus has far passed Billy Ray. Like, and so, and also I think Miley has earned it. Like, if, also I believe that a Nepo baby can shed their label if they surpass their parents.
I think Miley Cyrus has done that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God. I fucking love Miley Cyrus. there's also another one. So, Leah, if you can read or write, let us know in the comments if you can. But here's the thing. Okay, so I am, on my mother's side, related to a lot of illiterate people.
Okay.
Because Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, my God. My dad's from Birmingham, Alabama.
I know. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Where'd, how old was your dad?
70.
When was he born?
69. No.
My mom was born in 1957.
50. Whatever 70 years ago was. Sorry.
Is my mom 70?
No. Because I did the math wrong.
1954.
54. Okay, I was born in 54.
So your dad was 3 years older than my mom.
Okay.
So they could have known each other.
That's so funny. Was she religious? Yeah, she was pretty religious.
Very religious.
What church did she go to?
I don't know, but her dad was a mailman.
Okay.
Her mom stopped going to school after seventh grade. So and they probably...
I don't know what I'm thinking about. I'm like, do I know this? Wait, what's your mom's name again?
I don't want to say her maiden name because that's like a...
Oh, yeah.
Security
password. No, that's good. I don't know. Maybe they probably did know each other, honestly.
I'll ask
my mom.
I'll
my dad's yearbook.
Yeah.
Well, that'd probably be easier just to ask your mom.
Yeah. But, I can joke about illiteracy. And also, we have learning disabilities.
And I'm illiterate, so then easily check. I mean, no, my vocabulary is just very, very small.
Yeah.
Because it's like anything. It takes practice. And I was so bad at reading and processing that I just never read anything, really.
Yeah.
Like, all through high school and middle school, whatever. And I would, like, or I'd have to have my mom help me read stuff. So I think at this point in my life, on medication, I'm able to read and get through a book, but I don't know so many of the words, even in like a very younger than me age group book.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly having to ask what words mean.
Yeah.
So I think at this point, yeah, I'm like able to read, but it's just at the level of like a younger person, and I don't have a good vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. I've got something wrong with my brain where it's like I go to all the proper nouns first in the sentence.
Yeah.
Like
I do that as
like
well.
Like a name or proper noun, I'm like, I have to like force myself to go to the front.
And I'll skip to the bottom of the page for no reason. Not like I saw something interesting. I'll just be like wanting to see what's down there. And then I'm like, oh, I need to reread this. What is going on?
No, exactly.
Also, people think that Anne Hathaway might be a time traveler.
Mm-hmm.
I love Anne Hathaway.
She is, yeah.
One time when I was really drunk and I was in high school, I DM'd her and asked her if she could please, I was like begging her to please help me become famous.
She respond?
No.
Well, Anne. but yeah, a Twitter user posted about how Anne Hathaway's husband looks extremely similar to William Shakespeare, and he does.
What does that have to do with her? That means he's a time traveler.
She's a Shakespearean by proxy. And William Shakespeare's wife was also named Anne Hathaway.
Oh, wait, that's actually crazy.
Yeah.
That is weird. Well, wait, was she named after Anne Hathaway?
I don't know. Wait, the theory states that Anne Hathaway and her current husband must have been reincarnated after living in the 16th century. Twitter users added that in the 16th century, they perhaps made a deal. Shakespeare would be more famous in his life than in the 21st century life. Anne Hathaway would get more famous. You know, a classic couple compromise is what Jake said. People also suggested this is Shakespeare's way of making up for poor treatment of his wife in the past life. And then Jake says, abuse your wife, then 500 years later, don't get in the way of her fame.
Was Shakespeare
honorable.
Abusive to his wife?
Yes.
Oh, bad Shakespeare.
It's a safe bet that any man, like, just actually from now to literally any time in the past, probably an asshole to his wife.
Yeah. Mm. Also, another one. Do you believe that one about Anne Hathaway?
I think, I mean, no. I would need to see a picture of the actual, 500 years ago Anne Hathaway.
I know.
William Shakespeare's wife.
Honestly, she kind of looks like her.
Oh, wow. Guys, pull over. Pull over if you're driving right now.
She really kind of looks like her. I mean, in the same way that,
she's got no lips. Anne Hathaway's got those beautiful lips.
Well, that's true. Okay, the next one is... Melania Trump has a body double. The rumors state that Melania would sometimes use a body double so that she wouldn't have to be with her husband in public situations. I believe this. I fully believe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember, there was, this lady wearing glasses, and it looked like Melania, but it wasn't her.
I would believe that 100%. It really makes me laugh. She just... I couldn't not like her. Obviously, this is politics aside. Just her energy. I've never seen someone seem so just like, what the fuck am I doing? Whole presidency, she was just like, look, you could see her just in her head looking at him like, what am I doing? Yeah. How did I get here?
Yes. But the origin was it was sparked by a particular picture of Melania boarding Marine One at the White House as she and the president left for the final debate in Nashville, Tennessee. Later, a feud on Twitter started in 2017 when people found Melania wearing dark sunglasses. Yeah. Next to President Trump, who told a reporter, I'm joined here by my wife, Melania, who also happens to be here today.
Oh my God.
As if he were trying to convince the public this was his real wife, even though no one was speculating before.
That is very funny.
Yeah, like what I was saying, like if you have to tell someone you're not something,
like
I am not fucked up right now and no one asked, everyone's gonna be like, okay, that person is like drunk
really
as hell.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like this next one because I am a huge Adam Sandler fan.
Yeah.
And I think this is 100% true. Adam Sandler only makes movies as an excuse to go on vacation.
I think Adam Sandler only makes movies as an excuse to touch beautiful women. Have you seen all the movies he's made? His wives are unbelievable.
It's insane. You know that when I was younger, I would every year, I mean, I still am like this, I would have a movie that I fell asleep to every night and I could not fall asleep without
that
film.
For me, it was Spanglish.
Oh, really?
Yes.
yes. That's so funny. Mine was Just Go With It, which is a movie that I feel like no one else watched, but I was obsessed with. And it's him, Jennifer Aniston, like Bailey Madison, whatever. And he dates Jennifer Aniston, and she's so hot. It's also so funny because in the beginning, it's like one of those like she gets a makeover scenes.
Yeah.
She works at a plastic surgery office. She looks so pretty, but she has her hair up in like a claw clip.
Oh, yeah.
Which I guess wasn't in 10 years ago, but is now. But she has her hair up in a claw clip, and she looks so normal and nice.
Yeah.
And then she just takes her hair down, and he's like, but the whole beginning of the movie is like, God, you're so ugly. You look like a piece of shit. And then she like takes her hair down, and he's like, oh my God, she's so hot. But yeah, her and then Drew Barrymore. And
I was going to say She's the Man. No, not She's the Man. Is it She's the Man? What's that one with Freddie Prinze Jr.? She's all that. No, She's the Man, guys.
But yeah, so Adam Sandler only does movies that take place in other places. He's done Blended in South Africa, Bedtime Stories, Castello di Amorosa, Don't Mess with the Zohan, which is a Mexico murder mystery in Italy, The Do-Over in Puerto Rico, Happy Gilmore was in Canada, Punch Drunk Love was in Hawaii, Just Go With It was in Hawaii, Grown Ups in Cape Cod. Yeah, he's done so many. And they always are. I really would believe this because also a lot of them are not just like in a different country. They're always like based at a resort.
Yeah.
Like Just Go With It is about him going on a vacation to Hawaii. And I feel like Blended is also about him going on a vacation in South Africa.
Maybe it's not even about the vacation aspect. It's like, where is an environment where this man who only wears basketball shorts can exist, you know?
And be love interest.
Yeah, like he's the type of guy who wears like those like cutoff tanks and basketball shorts smoking a cig. So of course he's got to be like somewhere tropical.
I would date him. I would. I mean, I'm engaged, so I can't.
Yeah.
But if I was single and he asked, I would date him. I was talking to my friends about this last night because they were like, who's the person you would sleep with that is the weirdest person probably? And I was like, Adam Sandler. I've heard he's so nice.
Mm-hmm. I could not imagine him on top of me. Let me think. Who's the weirdest celebrity that's a man that I would date if I had lost my mind?
Dick Van Dyke. Who's Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke.
Sarah, how do you not know who Dick Van Dyke is?
That sounds like a strap-on brand. He's the guy who does the
Mary Poppins?
Wheel of Fortune.
No. Oh my God.
Who's that female comedian who did the shell, the voice for the shell? Marcel the Shell. It's her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Jenny Slate.
Yeah, Jenny Slate. That's it.
He's a hot guy. Chris Evans.
Okay, you would date Chris Evans.
I would date Chris Evans because Chris Evans and Jenny Slate makes me trust him. And I'm not saying that Jenny Slate is not incredibly attractive. When a really hot guy dates a funny bitch, that's when I know that I can trust him.
Yeah.
Like, no man ever goes after like the funny girl. It's always if all of his exes are models or like actresses or very serious, pensive types, don't trust him. If they can date a funny girl, I know that they're smart.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, I'd fuck you once.
One time. Number 8, Lindsay Lohan actually had a twin sister who Disney killed off after The Parent Trap. There's absolutely no way that is true. That is the most insane thing I've ever heard. That's crazy.
There's Ali Lohan.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Lindsay's little sister?
Oh, you don't know who Dick Van Dyke is.
But Ali Lohan, you are so young. It's crazy because you're talking about Dick Van Dyke. But no, Ali Lohan like had this like series on E! Like before the Kardashians, and it was like for one season, and she's just I don't know, but Lindsay doesn't have a twin, no. Lindsay Lohan famously played two people in the 1990 movie The Parent Trap.
I wasn't born in 1998, so
You were born in 99.
Uh-huh.
I was born in 94.
Yeah.
But I hate The Parent Trap.
What?
I told you I can't stand movies that are about kids.
Oh, I actually get that. I guess I feel like Parent Trap is more about the parents.
Uh-huh. I also
And what's her name, who I have a huge crush on, it's in that movie, who plays Chessie.
Yes. My biggest pet peeve in a movie is when a child has an accent, oh my God, no. When a child fakes an accent, sorry. Like, because I don't like, I mean, like, when a child, yeah. like, does an accent.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I mean, I already get annoyed when, like, a actor, like, does, like, a southern accent and, like, they keep switching in, like, British, like, pronunciations. Yeah. I'm sorry. We know what you mean. When Lindsay Lohan does the British accent, it's something I can't unlatch from.
You know what I hate is when in TV shows or films, they have a child who plays, like, a attitude-y child, where the child will be like, oh, yeah, I'm so sure. Oh, you're trying to date my mom? Good luck. It's like, no child would ever talk like this.
Oh, yeah. I hate when someone's trying to be, like, sassy, but they've chosen too many words. And so, like, oh, are you really sure that you're going to tell me what to do? It's like, get it out. Sorry, I'm yelling.
Okay, this is another conspiracy theory. Former Disney stars purposely sabotaged their image to get out of Disney contracts.
I would believe that.
Yeah, I believe that. Miley Cyrus.
Was a huge Disney star with Hannah Montana, but after ending the show, she started releasing much different music. Can't Be Tamed, anyone? That changed my life.
Demi Lovato, which I don't know if she was doing that. I think she might have had an addiction issue, which may probably why probably wasn't like purposefully to get out of Disney, but I think, you know, it certainly did get her out of Disney.
But they have lists of others, like Vanessa Hudgens, you know, did Spring Breakers. I thought they were going to mention something else. Any other millennials remember when? She's a victim.
Who?
Vanessa Hudgens. When her pictures leaked.
Oh, how old was she when that happened?
A teenager.
That is really messed up.
And everyone was like, whore. And I was like, she's a kid.
Also, it's interesting because, yeah, I haven't really thought about that in a really long time. And when I remember when that happened, I was so young that I think I thought of her as like a full-on adult. Like, yeah. You know, I'm like thinking of her as like a 30-year-old. I still was like, well, that sucks. But it's crazy to think about that now and be like, wow, she was a child.
Mm-hmm. There's also Zac Efron, who did Neighbors, which is R-rated. Selena Gomez, who also did Spring Breakers. And Shia LaBeouf, who did drugs and just whatever.
Got arrested, so that.
But I will say, Shia LaBeouf. Okay, Holes is the only movie that involves predominantly children that I can watch.
But it's not really children.
They're
like playing. What is it about again?
Shia LaBeouf, yeah. He steals some shoes. No, he doesn't. Zero steals shoes. And then they all get sent to, like, this juvenile detention camp where they have to dig holes in the desert.
Perfect.
Because it builds character. I don't know why no parent questioned that.
Yeah.
Why are our kids digging holes?
Yeah, what was it for?
To build character.
No, but what were the holes for?
They were looking for treasure. The thing is they didn't carry Madame Zeroni up the mountain. Mm. So when Shia LaBeouf carried Zero up the mountain... he was the descendant of Madame Zeroni.
Interesting.
And so Stanley Yelnats is Stanley Yelnats backwards.
Got it.
And so he did what his grandpappy should have, and then it started to rain.
Yeah.
And they found the treasure.
Oh, I gotta watch this movie.
No,
I don't
they didn't find treasure. They just fixed the curse. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, but also, you know what a good movie is with Shia LaBeouf is the Even Stevens movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good movie,
too. Oh, that has one of my favorite, like, scenes ever. There's a point at the end where Red and him are on the beach, and Red's going to talk to someone, and Shia LaBeouf is sitting on this ledge, and he's like, I'll give you a second. Just literally falls off, like, backwards off the edge, and he disappears. I think that's so funny. Like, it reminds me of that scene in Mean Girls when Katie runs out of the house during the Halloween scene.
Yeah.
And, like, that guy just falls off the...
Yes, yes, yes.
I love when people fall.
Oh, it's classic comedy. Some things just are good comedy.
Mm-hmm. Physical humor.
People also think Winnie the Pooh is, I've heard this before, it's that they're based on specific mental illnesses. Like Pooh has an eating disorder, Piglet has anxiety disorder, Rabbit has narcissistic personality disorder, and Eeyore is depressed.
I do believe that Eeyore is depressed. What eating disorder? Binge eating for Pooh?
Yeah, I guess.
I know.
But just honey? That doesn't... yeah, I guess that would be it.
But when you think bears, you think honey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think...
If anything, you should be like, Pooh has alcoholism.
What, with honey?
Yeah, because that's not something that you would normally see.
It's also funny because I'm just like, yeah, when you write a show, I feel like people do this all the time with characters where they'll be like, Ross from Friends is a narcissist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's a character, he's not a real person.
He's a white
where
man.
I'm like, you... When you're, if you're writing a character, you have to heighten the thing. So it's like when you're thinking of like, what could be a character? Oh, really type A. We have to heighten that to the nth degree. So now it's like Piglet or Monica or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, if you heighten any characteristic, it becomes a mental illness.
But I mean, that's, yeah, like when you write a character, you have to create someone crazy or else people are not going to watch it, you know?
Yes. If you just had a bunch of people who are very normal, nobody would want to watch that. Every single show is like a heightened version. It's like New Girls, like
Schmidt
would be considered to have probably like OCD.
Yeah.
Or really tight. I don't know. Jessica Day is like so heightened to be the most like people pleasy, like anxiety.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all just like, yeah, if any character heightened is going to be something that is not normal.
Yeah.
So every character on TV, if they existed in the real world, it would be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it feels normal on a TV show, it's like it would be nuts.
Who is your favorite crazy character that's not a villain?
Like on TV?
Yeah, like just out of their minds, because I have mine and I hate this TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You go first if you know.
I love Creed from The Office.
I also love Creed. Did you know that he's really a famous musician?
He's not the same Creed.
No, I know, but that guy, the character, you know, that's Creed. No,
you're trying to convince me that Creed is
character,
Creed.
That actor is like an actual famous musician, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he is.
I mean, a lot of the characters from The Office are great. I mean, Dwight is great. Yeah, I really like Nick from New Girl. He really makes me laugh. I
like Schmidt more than Nick.
I like Schmidt. I think Schmidt is like so funny. Like he's one of my favorites too. I think that cast is great.
Yeah.
But I think Schmidt is like a character I've kind of seen before, which isn't about, it's not like he, I think the actor makes it different.
Yeah.
But it's not like a crazy character. I think Nick is like a new character. I'm like, what is this? This man is like, I mean, I guess it's just kind of like a man that isn't doing anything, but yeah. I just think he's very funny. It really makes me laugh.
I think something that would be like my ultimate fantasy is if you got Schmidt from New Girl, Laszlo from What We Do in the Shadows, and Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek to just speak to each other.
Yeah.
The random way that they pronounce words.
Yeah.
I would come.
Yeah.
sorry.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. I also love... I do love, this is an unpopular opinion, but I do love Ross on Friends. He really makes me laugh.
Really?
It's like everyone's least favorite character. I mean, Monica's my favorite character on Friends.
Uh-huh.
I think she's so funny. I think Courtney Cox, I would do anything for Courtney Cox, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I have never seen a full episode of Friends.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things you probably have to like grow up with it. I think it's like people either grow up with like that or Frasier.
No, it's one of those things, yeah, like where the series, people have hyped it up too much. Like when people tell me that I would like Grey's Anatomy, I'm like, it's too long. I can't start it. But like I love people's appreciation for Friends or Grey's Anatomy, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just whether you grew up with it. It's like Friends would not. It's so funny. Jennifer Aniston did this thing did an interview where she was like, people are so like sensitive these days, like Friends couldn't be on now which I'm like, yeah, of course nothing from 10 years ago could probably be on today, which is good, but also I was like, don't go down this hole, because Friends could not be on today because Friends would not be popular today. It wouldn't even be picked up today. You could not just be like, it's a show about six people, period.
Yeah,
that's the whole plot. It's like that would never stick around these days. So I just am like, you're lucky it came out in the 90s, but I do love it. I mean, I just grew up with it.
No, exactly. So it's like, that's like saying, like, it's also outdated. That's like saying, like, oh, a beeper couldn't sell today. Yeah, because there's no use for it.
Yeah.
And as like, we're so far along in technology, that would be like going back in time. But there's also one more. Michael Cera never agreed to be an actor. He just stumbled into it and couldn't say no due to his awkward persona.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
He like was on one of those like production set tours.
Yeah.
And he fell off, you know, they're like, you boy, come here, be this character.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, thank you all so much for watching and listening and being here, and happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. The hump day, as they say. Make sure to
they do say that.
Make sure to rate us 5 stars. Give us a like, thumbs up, you know, subscribe on YouTube. Anywhere you get your podcasts, leave a nice little blurb if you can.
And anywhere you get your Vyvanse, comment down below. Please, I need my medication. If Mommy needs her pills.
In the Los Angeles area, and actually, Kendall is willing to travel. So yeah. Any place you get your Vyvanse, please let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I hope you guys are just having a wonderful, wonderful week. And remember, tomorrow's Thursday, and then it's Friday, and then it's the weekend. So just, I feel like I'm on the radio right now. Just enjoy, and Taylor is going to bring us home on this Wednesday morning.
Hell yeah. All right.
Taylor Swift, if that wasn't clear.
No, I got it. But we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Finding a doctor is truly the hardest thing on planet Earth, which is so unfortunate because when you're feeling really sick, the last thing you want to do is talk to an old man who has no idea what you're going through and doesn't understand anything about medical stuff or science and just tells you to drink more water. That is just the worst feeling ever. And that's why I use ZocDoc. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm obsessed with ZocDoc. It's the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.